The Mishnah says here, Nager HaNigror, a Nager like we had before, that's like a peg you use to close the door with, to lock the door with. Is Nager HaNigror, if this lock, if this peg like is hanging, Nigror, it's Nigror, it's hanging. Is Noyelim Boy B'Migdush, in the base of Migdush, then you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. You're allowed to lock the door with it on Shabbos. Put it into the peg, put it into its place. Avoloi B'Medina. But chutz from the base of Migdush, in the rest of the world, it's awesome. Because it's awesome in the Rabbanon, it looks like you're building on Shabbos. So the klal is, in the base of Migdush itself, there's a klal, ain't shvus b'migdush. The Rabbanon didn't make the surim in the base of Migdush itself. But b'medina means the rest of the place, even in Yerushalayim, the rest of Eretz Yisrael, it's not also to do it on Shabbos. So Rashi learns, Nagar HaNigror, she'er kosher b'delis. It's not tied on to the door. Aval einu tolui, it's not hanging. She'achevel oruch, the string that this peg is hanging on is a very long string. It doesn't look like it's tied onto the door. We're talking about this peg does not have at the rush at the head of it like a ball. Like the Mishnah before was Rabbi Yossi was matir. If we had this peg, sheyesh b'roisha glustura, since it looked like a kli, you can tell it's not like you're building now on Shabbos. You're just using this to close the door with. But our mission now is talking about this peg does not have a ball at the end of it. So man, it looks like you're building on Shabbos. Is noyelo boy b'migdash. The shvus pa'almu. It's only yosim the rabbonim. The yena boy namamish. You're not really building here. Hoyel v'kosher l'kach. Like you set aside this peg to be like the lock from before Shabbos. And it's even tied onto the door. Elohoyo v'nigrar. But since it's not hanging, it's like dragging along on the ground. It looks, when you put this peg into its place now, like you're building on Shabbos. V'yein shvus d'rabbonim b'migdash. That's the klal. In the base of Migdash, most shvusim don't apply. The rabbonim did not put their isurim in the base of Migdash. T'legoz v'shom. And since they're using the gate to the kahanim, and there's a reason, the rabbonim didn't make the zeros in the base of Migdash. Mashenkin b'medina chutz from the base of Migdash, then it is awesome. What about the hamunach? If you have a peg that's mamash lying on the ground, it's not tied on to the door at all. There's no string attached to the door. It's mamash lying on the ground. Then the Tanakam holds kan v'kan osur. It's even also to use this peg in the base of Migdash. Rashi says via munach she'ein no kosher klal. It's not tied on at all. Like it's not even have the long string on this peg to the door. Then have a binyan mamish. Then by putting this peg into the door on Shabbos, there would be an issa binyan. Therefore, it's also even in the base of Migdash. For Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Ha'amunach yishino muta b'migdash. Even though this peg is not tied on, it's just lying down on the ground, still in the base of Migdash is muter. Hey, ha'amunach, there's no issa d'iraisa. Since this peg, you're tzaymet to use beforehand to close the door with, it's not called a binyan, and therefore it's muter in the base of Migdash. V'ha'nigra b'medina. And if you just make any time the peg is attached with a string to the door, even though it's nigra, it's like a long string that is dragging along the ground, it's not hanging in the air, still it's mutter b'medina. There's no gzeri even with the rabbonin. Drashi Rabbi Yudis Sovar, lav binyan mamishu. It's not a binyan. El adoimel a binyan. It only looks like a binyan. Over migdash la gozwa shvus. Therefore, in the base of migdash, rabbonin said it's mutter. But chutz from the base of Migdash, it's awesome if it's not attached at all to the door. But once it's attached to the door, it has a string, even though it's nigra, it's dragging along the ground, still it's mutter. That's a yudishita. Yeah. Sotei Gemara. Tana Rabbonin. A zehel nager ha-nigra shenoy lim ba-migdash avoloi b'medina. Where's the case that you have this peg that you use like to lock the door with, that it's mutter to do in the base of Migdash, but it's also midrabbanan to do in chutz from the base of Migdash. But Medina it's also. So the Braisa says, kol she kosher, if true, this peg is tied on, you have a string, that one side of the peg is to the string and the other side of the string is to the door, v'tolin is hanging, for roisha yechad magi aloritz, but one side of the peg reaches the ground. In other words, it's not hanging in the air. If it would be hanging in the air, like it's not such a long string, then we see it clearly that this peg is part of the door. It's part of the lock. And by putting it on Shabbos, it doesn't look like you're building on Shabbos. But here, since it's dragging on the ground, it's a longer string that's dragging on the ground. Here, the Tanakhama, it's also to do, it's also b'medina. Chutz from the Beis Hamikdash, it's also. Is Echem Megil Aris, this is also in the b'medina, and in the Beis Hamikdash, this is Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Zerach b'medina Mutter. Even Chutz from the Beis Hamikdash, like any place, it's Mutter to do this. Hey, since the peg is hanging on a string which is attached to the door, even though the peg is dragging on the ground, it reaches the ground, still it's mutter. It's not near a kabinion, it doesn't look like you're building now. Since we see this peg is attached with a string to the door, it's near, it looks as if this is the lock. This is part of the lock of the door, you're not building now. Elo Zakhtab Yehuda, Ezehu Nagar Shenoyle Bamigdish, where is the case that a type of a peg that you're allowed to use to lock the door with only in the Beis Hamikdash, Abulay b'Medina. Hez, where is Rabbi Yehuda Moida that the Rabbanon is also to do this b'Medina? Hez, chutz from the Beis Hamikdash is also. Where's the case? Kol she'enoi loy kosher v'loy toli. And the case where this peg is not even attached at all with a string to the door. V'loy toli, it's not hanging. No v'shem toye manicha b'keren zovis. Stam, you have this peg that's on the floor. In a case where the peg is on the floor, that's of Yehuda Shita, that we have in the Mishnah. That what? That where it's munach, where it's on the ground, then b'medina, that's when it's aser. You're not allowed to use that chutz from the Beis Hamikdash. But even in the Beis Hamikdash, it's mutter. Even though it's not attached at all to the door, still it's only midrabbanan, it looks like you're making a binyan. Therefore, in the Beis Hamikdash, Rabbanan didn't make any gzeiros. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halachic Rabbi Yehuda b'Nigrar. We hold the Kula like Rabbi Yehuda that kol zman this peg is attached to the door, even though it's a long string and its mom is dragging on the ground, it's not hanging in the air, still it's mutter. It's even mutter chutz from the Beis Hamikdash because it's not mechse kibinyan. It's only yosser where it's not attached to the door at all. There's no string. It's only lying on the ground. That's where it's awesome in the Rabbanon. Omar Rava Zakt Rava Vahusha Kosher Badelis. That was saying that even though it has a string attached, and even though the string is down to the ground, that the peg is dragging on the ground, is still a smutter only if the string is attached to the door itself. Then we say it's not near a kibinyan. It looks like it's part of the door. This peg you use to lock the door with. Mashenkin, if it's not attached to the door, let's say it's only attached to the door post, to the mezuzahs, to the side pieces, then it would be yosser. That's what Rava adds to it. That the Jeb Yehud is makel, is only makel if a string is attached to the door itself. So even though it's a long string and the peg is dragging on the ground, resting on the ground, still it's mutter. Abi, it's attached to the door, it looks like it's part of the door, and it doesn't look like you're building on Shabbos. For the Gemara, ain't you have a kasher on this, not like this. For Rabbi Tavla, ikloy lemechuza. Rabbi Tavla went into the city of Mechuza. V'chaz and he saw lohu dehavi toli b'ivra the dosha. He saw somebody that had his peg, that the peg was not hanging attached to the door, but it was attached to the side post. B'ivra the dosha, to the side post. And nobody told him any yisurim. So you see, even though the peg is not attached to the door itself, it's only attached to the side post, still it's mutter. Abi, it's attached with a string to something. So Rashi says, "Vavuhusha kosher b'delis atzmo to muchach shapir v'loisha kosher b'mezuzah." It has to be the string attached to the door itself, and not on the side post. That's not enough. If it's only attached by the side post, still would be awesome. So here it's a kasha. The Brisa is a maisa that it was attached to the side post, and still it said it was mutter. And for the Gemara, who nito b'igdoi heavy? That's talking about the string was a very strong string, that if you pick up the string, the peg would come along with it. So when you have a nice strong string, then we say even though it's only attached to the side post, still it's mutter. A strong string that you can pick up the peg, it looks like the peg is like part of the door, it's part of the lock, and if you use it on Shabbos, there's no issur binyan. When is our shel Rabbi Yehuda only mekel if it's attached to the door? That's like we had before, a string that's very loose, or it's not so strong, the string. So if you pick up the peg with the string, the peg will just fall right off. Then we say it's only mutter if it's attached to the door. But where you have a nice strong string that you could pick up the peg with the string, then it's mutter no matter where it's attached to. And that's the halacha like this. Rav Avia went to visit the city Nadoi. Chaz Yolahu Gavri saw a person, Tevi Korkota Begami. He saw a person that had his peg, like this was, we all know if we have these things today, but some type of a peg you use to lock the door with, type of a peg you use for the part of the hinges where the door gets onto its place, and use it for locking, as before said. Linol Adelos, he used it to lock the door with, but his peg was only attached to the door with a gami. A gami is usually a type of leaves. In other words, it wasn't a strong string at all. It was only with a few leaves. A leaf has no strength to it. So it was only tied onto the door with a gami, with a leaf. Is Omar, so he said, Rav Avia said, Dein lo nitrug, that this does not hold it. Trashi dein lo nitrug, ze lo yinul. You're not allowed to use this peg to lock it with on Shabbos. Why? Shein lo kosher. This is not considered like this peg is tied on at all to the door. The commander less legami domi. Because the gami, a piece of leaves, that's not like a strong string. It's not even a loose string. It's like nothing. So it's command that's not attached at all to the door. And that's the law, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you have this peg that's not attached at all to the door, it's lying on the ground, you're not allowed to use it in Medina. The Rabbanan asked it, it looks like you're building on Shabbos. So even though it's attached to the gami, a gami, this type of a leaf, it has no, it's not worth anything. Morboi Rabbi Zera, Nikmas Mahu. Is up until now we're talking about this peg, the way you lock the door is you put it into the hole on the bottom. But the hole only goes through the scoop, only goes through the bottom step. It doesn't go into the ground itself. Nikmas Mao, that hole that the peg goes into, the peg goes all the way through the front step, and it even goes into the ground itself. That's what Nikmas means. Whereas this peg is going through the front step into the ground. Maybe here it's more Mechzer Kibinyan. It looks like you're building more on Shabbos. Since the peg is going into the ground, so maybe here it won't even help the fact that the peg is attached to the door. It's hanging with a string, still with the yosser. That's the shayla. Rashi says, Nikmas Mao is Rashi. Shenichnas hanagi b'chur ha'skupa. This peg goes into the hole that's on the stoop, the front step. V'nivchas oisai ha'chur v'yotzi hanagi l'tzad ha'karka. And the hole goes straight through into the ground. V'noyetz b'karka, gets stuck into the ground. V'yad hashtari k'sheskupa gevoya v'yein achur nikav ad loritz. Up until now we're talking that the hole is only in the first step, but doesn't go into the ground. That's not mechse kibinyin so much. But here where the hole mamish goes into the ground, and you want to take your peg now on Shabbos, and like lock the door, put it on the bottom of the door, straight through a hole in the door, and goes into the ground mamish, since it's sticking into the ground, maybe here it's more mechse kibinyin, it should be yosser. Amar Rabbi Yosef, mighty boyle, what's your shayla? Lo shmi le hod tanya, didn't you hear that we learned? Nishmat osur. That if the peg is nishmat, means not hanging at all, it's just lying on the ground, it's tak osur. You're not allowed to use this peg on Shabbos to lock the door with. It's nechse kibinyin. Nikmas muter. But let's say it is attached, it has a string attached, it's tied onto the door. Even though the hole where the peg has to go into his mom is so deep, goes into the ground, still it's mutter. For Rabbi Yehuda Rama, no. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nikmas, afal pi sheino, nishmat osur. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, when the hole where the peg has to go through the front step is so deep that the hole even goes into the ground, so this peg now in Shabbos, you have to put a mamash into the ground, it's osur. Even in a case where it's not nishmat, where it's not lying on the ground. It's mamish attached to the door with a string, and it's even hanging. But when you have to put it so deep down into the ground, it's awesome. The Yom Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Halachak Rav Yehuda, B'nikmas. We pass to Rav Yehuda B'nikmas L'chumra, that when the hole that where the peg has to go is mamish in the ground itself, here it's more mechzer kibinyin and tzaker osur. But time am I, what's the reason why is it also here? This peg is attached to the door with a string, it's hanging, so why should it be yosser? Teretiz om rabaya mishum de mechse kaboyna. Here it's worse, it looks more like you're building on Shabbos. Since the peg has to go through the hole into the ground, when you're holding to go into the ground, that's a bigger mechse kaboyna, that's awesome. Raboyi minei rav nuchumi ba'atachayu meyabaya. Here's the Mishaila. Osa loy beis yad maho. You have this peg that you want to use to lock the door with on Shabbos, and let's say it's not attached with a string at all, but you made a beis yad, you made a handle to it. Since you made a handle to it, it looks like it's a kli now. Rashi says, also le beis yad, le nager to this pig, shein le kosher klal. It's not tied onto the door at all. You have a pig that's lying on the ground. So stam a pig, Rabbi Yehuda says, la locher, it's osur. Be medina, it's osur. Here, what's the shayla b'tochel beis yad v'yam tziyosei? In the middle of it, you put a handle to it. B'doyma l'makfas. It looks like a type of a hammer now. It has a handle to it, with a piece of metal coming out of it. It looks like a hammer. Now it looks like you're using a hammer. Everybody knows when you use a hammer, you don't build. You don't put a hammer into the door to build the door that way. Since it's called a kli by itself, if you use it now on Shabbos, everybody knows that's only the way you lock the door, but not that you're building onto the door. So you have this peg that's mamish not attached to the door at all. It's not hanging. It's mamish just lying on the ground. But now you put a base yad, you put a handle to it, so it looks like a kli. What's the locha? Is there any mechse kevinyan now or not to use this peg to lock the door with? Omalei, so he answered back, buch no kamrit. Like you're asking me a shal if you could use a chopper. A buchner used this piece that has a ball at the head that you can use to chop things with. That's your shayla. Itmar, Omer Rav Nechumia bar Adam, also loy beis yad mutter. Says clearly that's mutter. If you make a beis yad to it, that looks like a kli now, so there's no issa binyan. It doesn't look like you're building on the door. You're just locking the door with this hammer. But since it has a shem beis yad handle, it's called a kli. There's no issa mechzek binyan. Rashi says, buchner kamrit. Hovadai shari, your buchnes makves v'koychim boichitim etavlin, type of a chopper that you use to chop up to crush the wheat and the spices. So the marahi shuriusa to have a bay Rabbi Pedos. Rabbi Pedos had a certain beam. A shurisa is a beam, a piece of wood, drashi kaira, a piece of wood, kumay v'tzel karosi. Now the heve madlu lo beyasora. It was a very heavy piece of wood, a long piece of wood, that you needed 10 people to pick it up. Well, it's lavda after 10 people. It means it's a very heavy piece of wood. V'shod de lo adosha. Now they used to use this to lock the door on Shabbos to make sure nobody would come in. They put this heavy piece of wood next to the door, leaning against the door. That's the way they would close the door on Shabbos. Is it mutter or not? So the shaler is, it's a muksa or not? Since this beam is so heavy, it's not movable by itself. Machmas koivad. If something is very, very heavy, does it become muksa to say you have no das not to touch it on Shabbos? It's too heavy to move it around on Shabbos or not? He didn't answer him. He didn't know if it was mutter or not. Omar, he answered back, you should know, Toiras Kli Olei. It's not muksa. Since this kaira, this beam, has the shame Kli on it, like here, Mestam Ve'miyachid, this beam, to use to lock the door with, so it's a Kli. Now that it's a Kli, no matter how heavy it is, there's no way to muksa on Shabbos. And that's Talochim. Unless you have a very heavy couch, you need 10 people to pick up the couch, still it's mutter to move it on Shabbos. It wouldn't lie muksa. No matter how heavy the table is, since it's called a kli, there's no issa muksa. Vaitam. Tomorrow, he asisa the heavy be mashmul. Mashmul had an asisa type of a chopper, a machteshes, I think, a murtiya, some type of a kli they used. The heavy machzekes adriva. A very big kli that it held, Rashi says, adriva is lesser chitim. Mamish tesvav soyim. A chati kur. Lesser is usually half of a kur, which is 15 soyim of wheat. A very, very big kli. It is shari mashmul lemishta yadosha. Same thing. Mashmul said you're allowed to pick up this big kli and put it against the door, like to lock the door with it. Omar, he said, teres kli olay. Since it has the same kli, this grinder, so it, even though it's a kli shom lachto liyisr, but a kli, it has the same kli on it. And the tzara gufa in the kaima, it's mutter to move it. So since you want to use this heavy kli now to put it next to the door, to lock the door with it, it's mutter to use it. Als muksa, there's no issa muksa. Even though it's very, very heavy, and you need a few people to pick it up with, so what? Skol zaman that has a shame kli on it, there's no issa muksa, you're allowed to move it around. Mor, sholach lei Rami ba Yecheskel l'Rav Amram. Rami ba Yecheskel asked the shala from Rav Amram. Name alone mar, mahalan milum al yiso. Please tell us some good halakas you heard. The Yamrit Lon Mishmei the Ravasi, that you heard over in the name of Ravasi, the Kipa the Arva, negated to making a roof on a ship. The Arva is a ship, and Kipa means you want to put like mats on top to protect yourself from the rain on top of the ship. What's the loch? Can you do this on Shabbos or not? Are you allowed to like make the roof on Shabbos or not? Trashi Kipa the Arva, Ulmish Oisim Besvina Shenoitzin Kain Magolim, they put Lachura pieces of metal or wood going straight across the ship from one side to the other side to say the all are wrong. so it's like a bare outline, and on top of that, you put a covering over it to protect yourself from the rain. One side's on one side of the ship, and the other piece of wood goes like a half a circle to the other side. It's bent over. You separate one from the other. And then, a person then over this like outline, you put over it, yawning. You put over it canvas something. You put over some begodim over it. So Shalom, could you put the begodim over these pieces on Shabbos or not? Hey, the framework is there from before Shabbos. Now what about putting the begodim on top of this on Shabbos to make an oil? Is it mutter or not? Sholach Leis, he answered him back, Hochi Yom Ravasi, this is what Ravasi said, Hani Kipa the Arva, we have this framework on the ship already, is Bizman Shiesh Pem Tefach. If each piece of wood, the framework that goes like an archway from one side of the ship to the other side, if it's thick a tefach already, so that's considered like you have an oil there ready. So if it's already thick, the piece of wood is thick a tefach, then you're allowed to throw begodim over the whole thing to make an oil. Because that's called being moisif al oil, which is mutter on Shabbos. Once you have a tefach wide on top, it's considered like you have an oil there ready. So to add to it, which is an arai, that you can just roll on and roll off, that's mutter on Shabbos. Inami, another way to say it's mutter is, ein bem tefach. Let's say, no, each piece that goes archway is not a tefach wide. It's very thin. But there's less than three tefachim away from one framework to the next framework. You have these archways going all along the ship, and one is next to the next one, less than three tefachim away. So since it's less than three tefachim away, you say lovud. It's considered like it's attached. So with lovud, it's attached, it's considered like there's an oil, there is a roof over the ship already. Therefore, now on Shabbos, you're allowed to be moisef al oil. You could throw your clothing over this on Shabbos. V'ein bezel zeh shloisha l'mocher, tomorrow on Shabbos, maybe machzolos, bring the mats, uparas aleim, and spread it over this framework. My time, and why is it mutl, l'churi, you're making an oil on Shabbos? The Teret says, moisef al oil arayhu. You're just adding onto the oil that you already have. V'shapadomi, that's mutter. It's either you have the oil because the piece by itself is rochiv, is wide, a tefach, which is called an oil, or else if each piece is very thin, still if you have one next to the other, less than three tefachim away, you say lovud, it's considered like you have an oil already, and therefore that'll be most of it over it on Shabbos. Same thing if you have your sukkah, and you want to throw the yawning over it on Shabbos, it'll be mutter. Since you're just putting it on, right on top of the tzchach itself is an oil already, so you see that's where it's better. You're not doing anything there. You're just throwing over the piece of cloth over an oil already, like be moisef al oil arai, that's mutter on Shabbos. So the Mara Hanu Dichri Tehevel Eile Rav Huna. Rav Huna had animals. Dichri had young lambs. He had lambs. The Bimimama Boyitula. At the daytime, they had to have shade. It was in the summer months, when it was very hot outside, the sun was very baking down. So in the daytime, they had to have a shade. Like you had to have a yawning coming out to make a shade there. Over Laila Boyavira. But at nighttime, they used to like to take off the roof, today that the air should come into the corral, wherever the behemoths were, that they should have fresh air to breathe. It is, what's the shalom, what's the loch on Shabbos? Are you allowed to open up the roof and take it off on Shabbos or not? Is also the kaim of the Rav. He came in front of Rav and asked him, shalom, what can I do on Shabbos? Omalei, he answered him like this. Zil, korech, budya, you should know Friday, like Friday night, right before Shabbos, go and unroll the roof, like roll it off, of a v'shayi bo tefach. Leave over one tefach still open of the roof. Again, like they have this framework, and then they had a piece of material rolled up, a piece of canvas rolling up and rolling down. So he said, when you roll it up on Friday, roll it up, but make sure one tefach is still there flat. So you have an oil there ready. L'mocher, now on Shabbos in the morning, poshto, you could spread out the whole canvas, open it up. Ulmoisif, al'el arayhu v'shapadomi. Because all you're doing is just adding on to the one tefach that you had open from before Shabbos, and that's mutter. Now the halacha, it's mashav nis gemara also like that, is that let's say you have the canvas rolled up. Now let's say when it's rolled up, it's wide a tefach. Is that good enough? If you roll up the whole canvas on a nice big roll and just leave the roll on top of the roof, is that enough or not? Even though now it's wide a tefach, halacha we hold that's no good. It has to be opened up a tefach. Now the tefach that has a shem oil, it has to look like an oil. This that you have the whole roll rolled up, the way it is now on top of the roof, that doesn't look like an oil. That's not the roof. Nobody uses it that way. It's only a roof when it's opened up. There also, what Smashmi said, when you want to roll it up on Friday night, before Shabbos, to open it up, roll it up, but leave one tefach still open. So that tefach, a koponim, looks like a roof. So as long as you have one tefach of a roof on top before Shabbos, on Shabbos you're allowed to open up the rest of the material, because it's only called you being moisif al oil arai. You're just adding on to an oil that you have already, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. And then you could roll it up on Shabbos also, as long as you still leave over one tefach. But Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Chiya, Vilon, if you have a curtain in front of or by your door, is mutl in toisoy mutl perke b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put it up, you're allowed to take it down on Shabbos. As the purpose of this curtain is for tznius, just to make a dividing point. So that's mutl. Drashi Vilon, kineged ha-pesach l'tznius. In front of the doorway, you want to put a curtain up for tznius to give you privacy. Is mutl in toisoy, so drashid lav oilu. You're not making an oil now, but just making like a mechitza. That's not called an oil. To like vihosam, it's not called a binyan because you're not kaver, it's not going to stay there. Ela ikach kach darkoi, linos l'stale kedelis bauma. The derech is to put it up the curtain and then take the curtain down. So all you're doing is just making a mechitza. That Allah is you're allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos as long as the mechitza does not matter anything. If it doesn't shaf any dinim, there's no iser. So here you're just putting the curtain, let's sneer, to give yourself privacy, you're not making any dinim, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. What about kilas chasanim? You have a canopy over the bed that you want to put on Shabbos, is that mutter or not? Like chasanim, when they first get married, they have a canopy, a piece of material over on top of the bed. So the Gemara, mutter leporkoi lontoyser b'Shabbos. You're allowed to take it down, and you're allowed to put it up on Shabbos. So no, it's oil, you're not making an oil by putting up the canopy on Shabbos. Now, Omar Rav Sheshes Brei the Ravidi, Lo Yamorun, this is only said that it's mutter, Ela Shein Begaga Tefach. If on top of the canopy it's not wide, the Tefach. Which you mean like this picture in Rashi. Mamish goes up like a triangle. Then it comes up to a point. So the Gag, the top of it, is not wide, the Tefach. It doesn't have a Shein roof to it. So all you're doing is just making two sides. That's mutter, there's no Issa oil on Shabbos. There's no Issa binyan on Shabbos, you're not building anything. Let's say on top, it comes to be a little flat. It's a little wide, a tefach on top. So now it's considered like you're making an oil on Shabbos. And before Shabbos, there was nothing there. You had no canopy at all. Now on Shabbos, you're first throwing over the canopy. So that's also to do on Shabbos. Avoyesh begaga tefach is on top. There is a tefach wide, osir. Then it's considered you're making an oil on Shabbos, which is osir. It is not called you being moisif. There was nothing there before Shabbos. Now you're making the gag, that's awesome. For that more also, v'chiyein begaga tefach, that's how we say if the top comes to a point like, it's not flat, there's no tefach wide, that's mutter, lo yamorin, it's only said, elishein bepochus mishloisha, somach legag tefach. Now when you come down from the point, coming downwards, three tefachim downwards, three tefachim, or as long as when it separates, these two, the two slants, when it separates, as long as it's not three tefachim away, then we would say lovet. So if it's not three tefachim away, if it would be wide away a tefach, it'd be usher. Because that would be considered lovet, as if you put a line straight across here to make it look like a flat roof. So that would be usher. We're only talking about when you come down three tefachim, it's still not separated tefach. So since when you come down gimel tefachim, it's not separated a tefach still, then love it doesn't help you. It's not considered like you have a tefach on the top. When you're way less than three tefachim, some of the God from the God tefach, then it doesn't spread out to be a tefach. When you're coming down from the top of the roof, less than three tefachim, it does spread out a tefach, then it's also. Because if it spreads out a tefach, then we say lover there. It looks like there's a gag. Rashi says, "Shein bepochus mishloisha somach legag tefach. Shein nesunia velachson. It's put along a slant. Kotzer, a very sharp slant. Shegashata moedid rechovam lemat. Yein baruchif tefach. Tevi kula doifim. Yein kanoil klal. Lechivo at tefach v'tech. Yav lechivo at tefach."
And even in the case when it comes down from the top on the roof,
3 tefachim down. It still does not spread out to be a tefach wide.